The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah is the pride of the Islamic world despite all propaganda. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks in a meeting with Iranian school students in the capital Tehran. The leader noted that arrogant powers have lined up against Iran to stop it from achieving nuclear technology. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that if given an inch, the arrogant powers will soon start attempts to obstruct the country's progress in other areas such as nanotechnology and biotechnology. The leader emphasized that an all-out soft war is going on between the Islamic Republic on one side and the U.S. and Israel on the other over the Iranian youth. Ayatollah Khamenei said the U.S. does not want Iranian youth to have bravery, motivation, hope, and physical and mental power. He added that Washington wants young Iranians to be optimistic about the enemy and pessimistic towards its own background. Well, to discuss the leader's remarks today, let's go to Beirut and talk to Ibrahim Moussaoui, political commentator from Beirut. Thanks for joining us, sir. Mr. Moussaoui, why do you think countries like Saudi Arabia and some of its allies are hostile towards Hezbollah?
Well, this is very clear here, actually, and many places for those who are aware of the Israeli, of the Saudi plots and the Saudi conspiracies. They know very well that Hezbollah is defending the rights of the oppressed people. Hezbollah has sidelined with the Palestinian people, with the Yemeni people against the American Saudi aggression, with the Bahraini people, and also feel proud to be part of the axis of resistance and solidarity stretching from Iran towards Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and all those of liberation movements. It is very normal for a country like Saudi Arabia to oppose Hezbollah and to try to blast Hezbollah and to disfigure, try to distort the image of Hezbollah, because it works against the interests of Saudi Arabia, which is being used as a puppet and as a hand in the American strategy in the region.
And of course, why is it that even since the nuclear agreement between Iran and the P5+1, still most Western powers continue to show hostility towards Iran?
Well, again, this is a reflection of the deep understanding of the leader about the nature of the Western countries. I would say that this is one of the most important insights that one can follow in order to know how to deal with the Western world. We know very well about oppressed people and about countries, take like sovereign countries and the great countries like Russia. Russia is not in line with the United States of America, yet it is the victim of the continuous Western and American pressure in order to make an economic collapse, in order to make sanctions, and in order not to give it any opportunity to progress more and more. Iran, in the same token, because Iran is a sovereign, independent country. Iran is independent, doesn't want to belong to any of the axes, not to the East, not to the West. It's an Islamic Republic. They don't want to let Iran represent an icon or be a model for the Islamic countries and for the Islamic people. The leader, in his insightful sense, was able to diagnose the American plot, the Western plot. That's why he is awakening the Iranian people and the people all around the world that they should not bow to the pressures. They should not give any inch, because those powers will continue to amount their pressure in order to make the country or the people bow more and more.
So what you're saying is that the main issue is that countries like the U.S. in reality don't respect the sovereignty and independence of Iran. Well, it seems that we got cut off there from Beirut. That was Ibrahim Moussaoui, political commentator, talking to us from Beirut.